Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 17th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS's 2020 Festa, Bangbangkan, and more. We also had the chance to interview Luca, the main dancer for BTS's Black Swan art film. Let's get it!
Welcome to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. Time to announce more giveaways.
Yay!
We'll be hosting two giveaways this time around. One for premium members and the other one is open to all our followers on Interlude Army on Himalaya. In honor of BTS's 7th anniversary, we'll be giving away their 5th Muster Magic Shop DVD. This is open to all our followers around the world. To enter, follow Interlude Army on Himalaya, screenshot the follow, and write the word muster on the screenshot. That is M-U-S-T-E-R, muster. Then send it to interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com. That's interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com. With the subject line saying muster giveaway.
For our premium giveaway, we'll be giving out the Map of the Soul 7 book by Mary Stein, which has all the previous editions in it, such as Persona, Shadow, and Ego. So to enter, follow Interlude Army on Himalaya and become a premium member, screenshot your premium membership, then send it to interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com. Again, that's interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com. With the subject line saying Mott's Book Giveaway or Map of the Soul Book Giveaway. You could use the promo code capital H lowercase I dash lowercase M capital P lowercase X lowercase N. That's HIMPPXN for a free month of premium access. So how are you doing, Jose? I know it's been a while, actually, since we sat down to ask how we were doing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And to, like, talk about BTS updates or anything like that. But mm-hmm. I feel really, really, really happy that we took 1 week off and then the other week dedicated to Black Lives Matter because
yes,
it is an important, important movement. And I felt like we had to do our part, even if it's a little, you know?
Yes.
So I feel good. I feel good.
That's good.
But as far as the past, I guess it would be 2 weeks, yeah, that we haven't like really talked about anything BTS or ARMY related or anything like that. I've been really, you know, happy with like all the Festa content that we've gotten. And just, you know, along with that, you know, trying to show my support for the Black Lives Matter movement. But what about you? How have you been doing? How was your last 2 weeks?
Oh, gosh. I felt like it's a bit a roller coaster because I know, you know, we're active on Twitter. So we're keeping updated with what's going on in the world, what's going on with the movement. And also, like, Festa is going on. You know what I mean? So it's like a roller coaster of emotions. But so sadly, one of my plants I found yesterday, like the little baby leaves that were growing from it looked like it was being eaten.
Oh, no.
I checked it and they had little pests on it. So sadly, I had to like shower it. Shower it down. Hopefully I got rid of all the pests. I'm still like a new plant owner, so for those who are listening who are like pro plant owners, you know, people have been telling me just if pests will come about, and if it does, don't be so hard on yourself. But how about, oh, Jose, has a summer class started for you yet?
Yeah, I forgot that. Oh my god. I guess I'm more concentrated on BTS. I didn't even mention that. Yeah, I started summer school. It's been good. It's just one class, so it's not that hard as last semester, which was three classes. But it's still online. We haven't moved to like physical on location campus class. And right now, one class that I'm taking is Intro to Cinema, but it's specifically in the horror genre, so we're watching nothing but horror movies.
What?
And like it's really really fun, and our teacher's cool. Like super funny, and he's really really cool, so okay. I'm learning a lot and looking at horror movies in a different way as well, you know, like why did the director go this route, what's the underlying message and stuff like that. So that's fun. And then I've already registered for fall semester. I'm taking like three classes, so I'm going back to three.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I've passed all my classes from last semester. Everything's going well. So as far as like personally and like work, school, all that stuff, everything's going well. So I can't complain.
That's really good. Since we haven't talked about BTS in like a while, so much has happened. So there are a couple of things that we might have missed or don't have enough time to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to touch base on like the highlight of things, I guess we shall say. So there was like a lot of live streams, you guys. Sorry if we can't like touch base on him. But we did want to highlight V's YouTube Live.
Yeah, just like we've been covering every YouTube Live, every member except for Jungkook. Jungkook hasn't had his YouTube Live, so we'll wait for that one. But for Tae, in past streams that he's had on V Live, he's actually shared solo songs that he's like worked on or is still working on. I don't know if any of them are already done, but what's exciting is that all these songs could be for his mixtape that we all know he is working on. And he did mention that he will be releasing a mixtape. But the one thing that a lot of people were like, oh my god, freaking out over, is because he did say he wants to release it before the end of the year. This year. So could you imagine we've gotten two mixtape from two members in 2020?
Right.
I mean, 2020 may be bad, but it ain't that bad.
Yeah. We got some good stuff out of it, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's so crazy because we're going to get Tay Tay's mixtape. Well, hopefully. I mean, like, you know, I don't know. I can't trust the boys anymore, okay? Sugar already tricked me by saying it's not coming out in time soon. But
I know, right? But we did get August the 2, and then let's not forget that we might get another BTS album.
Yeah.
This before the end of this year, along with the Japanese one. We are getting there. Oh my god,
it's coming out soon. Oh my god, the song. The album is Japanese soon, you guys, and a new music video. Oh my god,
July 15th.
Yes, July mark 15th. Your calendar.
So the album, the Japanese album, Map of the Soul 7, The Journey, comes out July 15th. But we got news that Stay Gold, which is the lead single or title track, is coming out June 19th, which is this Friday.
Yes.
And by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be tomorrow. That you need to be prepared, Army.
Watch me like put on a clown mask. I'm betting like I have money. You know, went to BangBangCon, which we'll talk about later because we got stories with that. But I'm betting that it will drop with a music video. That's what I think. But yeah, we'll see. I'm ready to wear my clown mask.
I was hoping you were going to bet that it wasn't so I could be the counterpart.
Oh, no, it's okay. We could be on the same side.
Bet some money on it, but I'm on the same plane. I think they're going to drop the music video,
too. Yes. Ooh, that's Friday. Okay.
But I have my clown mask ready and my makeup, whichever one works faster.
Sadly, a lot of the 2020 graduates, you know, from high school, college, I think, like, they didn't get to have their graduation, sadly. I was trying to, I mean, as...
Well, their ceremony, Roseanne, not their graduation, because they graduated.
Oh, yeah. It's just the ceremony. Their ceremony. I'm sorry. Their ceremony. I know I've been watching vloggers who, like, were going to, like, graduate this year. And I of course, I feel really bad because they were looking forward to a lot of moments. But I guess just having to have one of the most memorable, like, ceremonies out there, though, the fact that so many people came together to create Dear Class of 2020 is amazing. Come on, they had BTS in their little graduation ceremony thing. Even the Obamas, yes. Beyonce, oh my god, I have so much to talk about for that.
Lady Gaga
was up in there. Oh, there were so many amazing people. But what did you think about their commencement speech, Jose? BTS's commencement.
I loved it. They made me feel like I was graduating when I graduated back in 2008. So, like, I knew they were going to knock it out of the park, whatever they did. Yeah. I'm really, really happy that YouTube was like, yeah, that's fine that, like, they delivered their speeches in Korean. Yes. And they were like, we're just going to add subtitles just to make you more comfortable, you know, so you're able to deliver the message that you want, you know. Of course, RM also, whenever he does speeches, we knew he was going to preach. So he was preaching. But every single member got their time to shine. And I really, really, really respect YouTube for that. I know we sometimes give YouTube a lot of hate for other stuff that are shady. And have receipts for that. But for this, okay. I give it to them on that. What about you, Roseanne?
Oh my God. Like, you know, it started off with RM speaking in English. And I'm kind of like, already that was something that I expected. Like, okay, they're going to speak in English because this is being streamed all over the world. But like, as soon as they started speaking in Korean, I went on to Twitter. I'm like, yeah, speak your language. Yeah. But I was just really thankful that they got to speak comfortably in their own language. Especially, you know, they're very proud of their ethnicity, their culture, and for them to speak in Korean to, like, the whole world was just really amazing.
Yeah, and it was so cool that they actually did it at the National Museum of Korea.
Yes.
And, like, to rent out the whole space. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But it was just so cool and then, like, so grand. And it just felt correct. That sounds funny. It felt correct. I'm not even going to ask because I already know you did. Did you watch the performance? Yes, you did. Okay
yes. Oh my gosh. I gotta say, it was refreshing. Like, even though we've seen them, I think people were wondering why they performed like Boy With Love and On. I get it. You know, the pandemic is going on right now and maybe they didn't want to showcase a lot of people in one
together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, but also Boy With Love is happier and it means a lot. You know, it's a song full of love. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe that.
And it's bright and happy. And the next two songs. It was a big surprise when Spring Day started playing. Were you shook it or not? Because it was not an... Oh my God.
I felt like I was going to cry because y'all know Spring Day means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it means a lot to everybody. Spring Day is queen. So I was very thankful that they performed that song because... It's another song that's, like, hopeful, I guess you could say. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This song was written, of course, before the pandemic. But the message of it, a lot of people could connect to the message of this song during these times.
To what's going on, yeah. And it was really, really special because they hadn't performed that since 2017.
Oh, my God. It's been that long.
So...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's why people were like, what? Spring Day? And then after that, we got Microcosmos,
girl, you know which Cosmos, one. Yeah.
But yeah, Microcosmos was just another really special song for ARMY and BTS. And like Spring Day is very uplifting too. Like they, now that you think about it, like it's like they chose really good songs to perform.
Yeah. So, well, also on Bangtan TV. They posted a music video. This music...
Part of Vesta,
This is part of Festa celebration, and it was already on the schedule as well. So I'm kind of glad they make schedules for us, because, you know, usually we're on our toes and we're like, what's next?
But did you think, hold on, Roseanne, before you get into it, let me ask you this, because we didn't get a chance to talk about the timeline. So I want to know, you love theories too.
Yeah.
Were you also theorizing that it was going to be a music video?
Yeah, I had a feeling it was going to be a music video, but I didn't know if it was going to be animated or, like, them physically there.
So, for sure, you thought it was going to be a music video?
Yes. Why? What did you think? What did you think?
I had 90% sure it was going to be a music. By the way, we're talking about We Are Bulletproof the Eternal. I don't even know if we
we didn't even know if we mentioned it. We are talking about We Are Bulletproof Eternal. Sorry, you guys. I'm so bad at, like, introducing a new topic.
No, you're good, girl, because I went on to, we knew it was on the timeline, like Roseanne said, like, we knew something was going to be released in relation to We Are Bulletproof the Eternal, but it didn't say image, photo, video, it didn't say anything other than that. But the reason why I thought it was going to be really, really special was because that was the only thing that had, like, the rose petals around it in the timeline. So they obviously made it to stand out that this was going to be something really special. So 90% of me thought music video. The 10%, I was thinking it was going to be a performance. Like, they were actually going to release a video of them performing the song. Now that it was animated, that's another thing. I didn't think it was going to be animated.
Yeah, I was like, we're not sure. They've done animated before, you know, with BTS's Make It Right. That was animated. Mm-hmm. So what did you think about the music video? For those listening, we did post reactions, but, like, to discuss it.
Once I saw it all, I was like, whoa, this is like their story, basically compacted in the 3 minutes, 4 minutes that the music video was, you know?
Yeah.
Like, granted, it doesn't give you specific details of every single thing, but it pretty much showcased every era and then also some of the dark times that they went through. Ooh, and then how BTS lift them up and help them get to where they are, just like they help us, you know, like it was very, very, very special.
Like, immediately the first scene that shows us is RM. As soon as I saw his reflection with his old haircut, I'm like, oh, we're going there.
Like, debut. Yeah.
We're going there. It was amazing. Whoever, like, animated it, or the people who worked on this music video, did an amazing job, like, showcasing the storyline. There was a story to the music videos, which was amazing. Like, even, like, the small symbolisms, people were interpreting, like, the black waves or the vines.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But even how they represented, or how they represented armies as, like, the purple fireflies and, like, the whale. I don't know. It was just awesome. I loved the whole story of it and the animation. So,
no, yeah, big ups to the animators. Like, in my reaction, I even said, like, thank you, and, I mean, respect, because I was like, the detail, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they could have just animated it and shown different eras. Like, simpler. They could have gone the simple route, and they didn't. Like, I don't know if you caught, Roseanne, like, when Yoongi is holding onto his arm.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't know if that was intentional. I mean, with Big Hit and BTS, it has to be, because it's, like, it's so spot on. Like, it just obviously took me back to, like, his accident, you know, where he injured his shoulder. And so the fact that they included that, the whale, like you said, we know how important that is in the army fandom as well. The black ocean. Waves. It was a black wave, but
you know, it could mean something.
We connected it to the black ocean. Then at the end, a lot of people also agreed with this, and I saw online, but I also saw it once the music video ended. We went through all the eras, and then the music video ends with the Boy with Love era. Yeah,
not On.
And it doesn't end with On. And I thought, and a lot of ARMY thought too, it's because they weren't able to experience the On era with ARMY.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my God.
So I was like, whoa, this is deep.
It is deep. You know, low-key, I was thinking the animators were like armies, or just someone who did really good on the research. I don't know. But whoever they were, props to them. Because also, y'all notice like the whole spring day transition, and you know the lyrics to spring day, oh, yeah. It talks about, well, even in the lyrics of We Are Bulletproof Eternal, it talks about mm-hmm. them waiting for spring to come because of the long winter. And in the end, mm-hmm. when they do show like the boy with love scene, it's spring. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to ask you what your favorite scene was, because mine specifically was, I think it was Yoongi who was in the middle of it, where it was a broken glass, but it said bulletproof, but it was broken. Oh. Uh-huh. To me, it felt like maybe they didn't feel like they were bulletproof, or they didn't want to represent that name anymore. They just were not strong anymore.
Wow.
Because right after that, when RM was in the water and an army's like lifted him up and everything turned mm-hmm. purple, it shows their name again, but bulletproof, but it was like solid and on the purple solid, background. Yeah. So like that was my favorite scene. I don't know. What was your favorite scene?
Yeah. So like one of the scenes that like got me, like I was like, no, they did not, was towards the end, and around the 4-minute mark is when they're on the little stage. Well, yeah, it's not little. I don't know why it's little, but the stage, and Hobie is in the middle, and he's holding what looks like to be a trophy or an award of some kind. So that immediately ties back to their mama's speech.
Yeah.
Where they talked about how hard it was for them, and they cried a lot because they were even thinking at one point, should we even continue, or should mm-hmm. we like break up as a group? So I was like, the fact that they did that, I was like, no, y'all did not. Like, I know y'all didn't just go there, but at the same time, I'm like happy that they did, because it's like they went through a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like they're proud of where they are now. And so I don't know, it's just like one of my highlights of the MV.
Yeah, yeah. It was really special. So we got Still With You by Jungkook. We got We Are Bulletproof music video. There was other things that they dropped for us too. Like I said, the fest is always amazing because it feels like a party, obviously. Because it is a party. It's mm-hmm. a festival. But what else? We got like the Airplane Part 2 summer version. The, forgive me, I can never pronounce this right. Dionysus. Rehearsal stage. We got the 2018. Yo, this is kind of late, but I do appreciate it, because remember the 2018 Mama performance, we could not see the performance. Mm-hmm. But we got the formation version of that, and we got unit photos, group photos, and the Map of the Song. Low key, I thought Map of the Song 7 was gonna be another video. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a video, so, but it was like a game video.
Yeah, I also thought it was going to be a video, and I thought it was going to be like making of the songs from the Map of the Soul 7 album.
I could see how.
Like a behind the scenes look at the creation of the songs, but I was way off.
Right, it was. Oh my gosh. I was not expecting like a little karaoke game thing, but it was, of course, it was really fun to watch. All of these things mm-hmm. are on Bangtan TV or on. They posted the pictures on Facebook and stuff.
The photos are actually the only thing that are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The videos are all on Bangtan TV. Yep. And then Still With You by Jungkook is on their SoundCloud.
Yes.
But really quick, I want to know what you thought, Roseanne.
Still with you. Oh my gosh. Like, you know, whenever they release a song, it's like you don't know what to expect. And this is uh-huh, Jungkook's yeah. song. He made this song. Uh-huh. So I thought it was going to be like R&B. Little did I know it was gonna be like a jazz type of lo-fi uh-huh, genre. Yeah.
He's going with like to a more like a different style, like after my time, and then now it's Still With You. I was like, okay, this is like a more mature Jungkook. Like,
what?
I don't know if you got that same vibe. I'm excited for what's to come with him, but like, it just showcased like another side of it. Did it also remind you of Rain, even though there was rain in the actual song, like the sound of rain, but the actual song Rain, did it also remind you of that?
Yeah, like low key, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it's because like we heard the rain, but just like the similar aspects.
It starts off really similar, so
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does state that he was inspired by their song Rain,
yeah.
because it sounds a lot similar. Like in the beginning, I was like, wait a minute, is this Rain? Did I click on the right
song? Did I click on the right song? No, but the lyrics itself, because I think I listened to the song first. I usually like watch lyric videos, but I'm trying to avoid that. I just listen to the song on SoundCloud, you know, stream it on SoundCloud, you guys. But I listen to it on SoundCloud first. And so when I like read the lyrics, I don't know. It was bittersweet. I felt like it was deep.
Yeah. Deep. And it was like, and obviously Festus for ARMY and BTS. Yeah. So I took it as this song, he wrote it for ARMY as well. So that was another layer of specialness added
to it. If you guys haven't had the chance to read lyrics, I mean, people have translated it on Twitter, and it's like more detailed translations, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But it felt like, you know, even though it started off really like sad, it's another song that was filled with hope at the end. You know what I mean? Like, there's something to look forward to. Things, this will all pass and we'll be reunited again. That's how I felt.
If this is anything how his mixtape is gonna sound, I'm excited regardless. It could be him singing the alphabet. I'll buy
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star album. I'm in it.
Tinkle Twinkle Little Star, booty pop booty pop.
No, it's like we don't know what to expect. Girl. All of the boys have grown so much as artists, and you could really hear it from like Jungkook's songs. Mm-hmm. Like, he's exploring all these genres, and it really matches him. Like, I felt like Still With You showcased a lot of his vocal skills. You know what I mean? So I'm all in for it.
What wrapped up Festa was their party. It was actually called Bangtan Party, and they recreated their first BTS party, which was for their first anniversary. And I mean, that's really, 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 like, it tugs at your heartstrings too, because if you look at the comparison, like how they're all like huddled up in this small room eating on the floor for their first anniversary, and then you see them now, you're like, oh my god, like, it's the differences, you know what I mean? But even though you can see the differences financially, money wise, success wise, all that superficial stuff, you know, their humilities stayed the same.
Of course, that's
what counts. You know what I mean? Yes. They have not changed. And that's what's important. I know that's one of the reasons why ARMY loves them so much. Because it did not, and it doesn't get to their head.
Yeah, you know? They're genuinely humble. And like you mentioned too, it's just crazy to see. If you guys haven't seen that video yet, I believe it is on Bangtan TV. But also there was like another video that kind of like showcased their old apartment, where not apartment but like their dorm, where they they shared one room. Because when they celebrated their first birthday party as BTS, they were all in one room, and they had a small
bunk living beds room. Oh my god.
They had a small living room. That's where they celebrated. And so it just it does tug at your heart, and it just makes you proud as well to see how far they've come. And so it was cool that they recreated that moment. So on to our next topic, which is Bangtan. So just a heads up, you guys, warning, we are going to mention a couple of spoilers. So I suggest that if you haven't watched their concert or their Bangtan live yet, you guys could fast forward it to 42 minutes and 38 seconds. They had 12 songs on the set list, and that's not including like the little special mini performance of like two songs. But which performance was like your favorite, or that kind of like stood out, I guess?
I guess by default, because we had not seen these songs perform, the unit performances were my favorite. Only by default, because we had not seen them, you know what I mean? That's not to say I didn't enjoy the rest of the performances, but because we had never seen Jamevu, Respect, or Friends perform before, those were like special, because it's like, oh my god, this is the first time that we get to see these perform. And then I guess another highlight would be Boy With Love. It was a different version of the song, but also a different stage type of performance. Like, it was really, really fun and unique. Like, the word unique came up when I was like, the umbrellas, the light sticks, you know, going along with the beat and everything. Those gotta be the two segments that I was like, wow, they did it.
I was just really, because Jamevu was one of the songs I was hoping that they would perform during their concerts. Unfortunately, they didn't perform it. So it was really cool to see, like, you know, this unit together. It was J-Hope, Jungkook, and Jin, you know, Mm-hmm. Yeah, low-key, though, I was like, yo, they're going up and down the stairs. I made a comment in my reaction, which, oh, me and Jose are planning on posting our reaction. Probably by the time you guys are listening to this, it might already be out, actually.
Yeah, it's not up. It's not up while we're recording this, but it should be before we post
the
podcast.
But I was commenting how, like, man, it must be tiring. They're going up and down the stairs. But I'm like, wait, what am I saying? They do choreography and they're not tired.
Exactly.
But I'm like, yo, hold up. I'm the one who gets tired going up and down the stairs, not them. Like, I don't know.
I wasn't even focused on that. I was focused on, I hope they don't, like, fall.
Oh.
Because, like, they're continuously going up and down. I've tripped on stairs while there's nothing in there. It's just the step or my foot. Like, me, myself, and I.
And so I'm like,
please don't fall. Please. I was, like, praying. But, I mean, they didn't. They executed it flawlessly, of course.
The stage was pretty cool, actually. It was, like, a rotating stage. Mm-hmm. So whenever one unit was done, it would move on to the next unit. And, like, when I saw Sugar and RM and how they were dressed, I had to, like, pause and, like, crack up because they reminded me of, like, Mafia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, how they were dressed, like, well, because they were trying to give us, like, a vintage vibe. I don't know why I got, like, you know, those old movies where, I don't know, that's what we got.
No, but I mean, Yoongi with the head. Okay, let me say it. Listen, Yoongi in itself, he gives me, what? I don't even know where I'm going with this.
What?
Let me just say this.
I'm like, wait, hold up. Pause.
Yoongi with a headband is something else.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. Yeah. I don't even, oh my God. But, I mean, going away from the clothing, the dance, God, it was so fun and cute. Like, he was, I mean, they were both smiling, of course, but, like, you could just see the happiness in Yoongi's, like, face. He was having so much fun performing this song. And, like, RM was almost, like, I felt like hyping him at times for some reason. I don't know. I felt like he was like, let's get this. Let's do this. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was. He was getting down on the floor. No, I loved it. I laughed. I think they mentioned it in when they were talking. They kind of messed up on, like, a choreography or a move.
Oh, yeah. They did say that. Yeah.
So, it's like, but then, like, it just shows that it was, like, a chill choreography. So, it was fun. It was just really nice to see them, like, have fun with the performance. Oh, my God. Okay. Right after Suga and RM, yo, the cutest stage in my entire life. I did not know I needed this stage.
All the oohs.
Yes, all the oohs were there. Like, the set was really cute. And they came out in, like, these school uniforms, which, like, I don't school uniforms, BTS, what? Oh my gosh. It was really, really cute and fun. It's another stage where they're just having fun. You know what I mean? They had little props and, like, acting stuff. I, like, even their ending little sentence to each other, I cracked up.
Yo, and then Tae brings out the actual dumpling.
Yeah.
And they're like, I was like, this could not be any cuter. And then they're holding hands for a long period of the performance. And it's like, they're soulmates. Like, these guys were meant to be friends. No pun intended with the song name.
Yeah, they get it. I get it. But the other performance that was, like, really fun and interesting was the Boy With Love, like, rendition. I would say rendition? Remix? Like, what is that?
Well, the thing is, we don't know what it's... I'm sure maybe... I mean, let's hope... they'll give us a name for us to reference it by. Because right now we only have, like, maybe Bang Bang Kon version. Because it is a different version of Boy With Love. The music behind it, the beat, like, it's different. Like, when they first started, I was like, oh, this is something new. But then it was, like, Boy With Love. And then, like Roseanne said, it was, like, really, really special that they made it with the umbrellas. I touched on this a little bit before, but now we know why they had umbrellas in the practice.
Oh, you're right. Oh my God, because, like, when they brought it out, I'm like, yo, I didn't even connect it to the pictures. Jose.
It's amazing. I'm hoping they upload the replay soon because I want to watch it again.
Same, same. Yeah, it was really cool how they incorporated all those army bombs behind them, though. That's a lot of army bombs. They added, like, lights to the umbrellas, and it was just super colorful, super colorful. I really enjoyed that new rendition of Boy With Love.
Yeah. And let's keep it all the way real, Roseanne, because I just said right now that the replay is still not available.
Oh, yeah.
We slept through.
Yep. guilty.
We need to confess right now. But the reason why we don't feel bad confessing is because we did purchase the ticket.
Yeah, so we bought the tickets. Big Hit
has our money. They have our money, so we're not hurting them. We had to look at links like that were spread by Army, you know, helpful Army. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way that we saw it. Just want to give you a little bit inside scoop there.
Yeah, we just did not make it. Mine, I think the stream started at 2 a.m. for me, and I think it was like, what, 4 a.m.?
4 a.m. for me. I knocked out. Yeah. I said I was only going to take a nap.
And a nap.
And I just
turned into
just
a coma. Didn't happen.
I woke up and I was like, of course this would happen to me. Of course.
So like when we woke up, we're like asking each other, so when's the replay? When's the replay?
Yes.
Oh my God. But then I asked on Twitter and people were saying like, it might not even be like weeks from now. And I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Because like last year, even though it was on like VLive, I guess it took like almost a month for them because it has to go through like steps to be approved,
reviewed,
and all that stuff. So I'm like, oh man, I cannot wait. Like I can't be off of Twitter for more than a month. Like, so yeah. So thank you to those armies who have helped, and we got the links. Can you imagine though? Because they said that there was like 756,000 people.
Oh my God!
Like viewers watching from like 107 different regions. So they did break a record for the largest ever virtual concert audience, and they also broke the record for the highest paid online concert. So they banked close to like $20 million in ticket sales. Like,
girl,
yeah. And that 756 like thousand viewers is like minus the people like me and Jose, like that slept through it. That's
exactly
it. And it, like my other friends too, like texted me and asked for a replay because they also slept through it. I'm like, oh, could you imagine? I felt like if all of us were awake, I bet you a million people would have been watching it.
Easily. Like if the V Lives hit that.
Yeah.
A concert. Oh my God.
Exactly.
It would have gone through the roof. Exactly. Like you mentioned that, and I'm so happy you're bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Roseanne talked to me about this, how I didn't even think about this, that like the US is sleeping the majority because it's going on 4 a.m., 2 a.m., 5 a.m. for some.
Yeah.
Some people got to go to work. Mm-hmm. They have to catch their sleep. You know what I mean? So it's like, imagine if they did it maybe 7 p.m. for us. I mean, obviously, I don't know how that would work because it would be nighttime in Korea or whatever.
Yeah,
so it's always going to be something where it's like, it's a give and take. You got to accept whatever comes your way. But if it was, I mean, that would be easily over a million viewers, I think.
Yeah. For sure. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, though, for those who are listening, but when they showed the amount of people who are watching from which region, the U.S., I believe, had the most at that time. So, and that's like...
I think so, too.
Yeah, and that was with people sleeping, like I said.
And one other thing that we wanted to point out is the only new performance that we got were the unit ones, which was Respect, Friends, and Jamevu. And Roseanne and I agreed on this, that it's probably because they are holding off the other songs on Map of the Soul 7 for their tour, which has been postponed. So they probably were like, you know what? We're not going to give away everything. They even did little segments. Well, it was just one segment, but they sang a little bit of Zero O'Clock and
Oh,
Up.
Oh, yay.
But then afterwards, they were like, that's it. We don't want to
spoil it. We know that they're holding off on it. I'm sure, like, if they were given the chance, they would perform all of their new songs. But can't wait. You know, I'll be patient. I'll wait for their new performances. It's okay. So those were our updates for today, you guys. And now it is time for our favorite segment called Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. But if you want to submit your letter or voice recording, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And please don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read it in our future episodes.
Yes, so today we have one letter for you guys. I apologize in advance if I mispronounce your name. This is from Anu Sofuyi. And they say, Dear Celeste and Jose, my name is Anu, and I'm a London army who became a part of the fandom officially in the spring of 2017, although I met BTS in 2014. Now, you're probably wondering why it took me 3 whole years to fall into the wangtan rabbit hole that is Bangtan. I ask myself this every day too. Well, my older sister became a K-pop fan in 2014. I watched my sister become infatuated as she hysterically screamed into her duvet watching videos at night, play music out loud while we made sandwiches for school, and talk about the latest Tumblr meme. I analyzed her from the sidelines, fascinated by her excitement and passion, although skeptical by everything fangirl related. At school, when asked about K-pop, I always denied my interest and made sure to mention my sister to back up why I knew all the songs and was aware of K-pop in the first place. I was ashamedly embarrassed. In 2014, I secretly had one BTS song on my phone, War of Hormone. I listened to it on repeat.
I believe that when the time is right, it will happen. In my case, BTS happened. I had had enough of pretending to dislike a genre of music, when music meant so much to me. I grew more confident in myself and gradually stopped caring about what other people thought. I did it for myself, and finally plucked up the courage to watch American Hustle Life in 2017, as recommended by my sister. I had never laughed so hard, and all my prejudice and barriers faded away. I fell in love with their music like a truck, and I connected with their personalities. It felt amazing. Being a part of a music fandom was so new to me, and even till now, thinking about my journey with BTS makes my heart swell. BTS and ARMY were a catalyst to a new mindset and belief in myself, to be true and honest to myself. Thank you, BTS. Love, Anu. Well, I am so glad that you just stopped caring about what other people thought and like...
Yes, I was about to say the same thing.
And to love music for yourself and stop caring about what other people's... Mm-hmm. You know, that's... I'm glad that you did that.
Yeah, and that brought me back to like myself. Like, I didn't know K-pop when I was in high mm-hmm. school, but there were certain artists or songs or whatever that I would also be like, oh, I don't want to share that I actually listened to this. And this whole thing of like guilty pleasure, like, I don't like that, because nothing should be guilty, like a guilty pleasure. You shouldn't be ashamed of what you like or listen to, you know what I mean? And as long as you're not hurting anybody, it's like, do you, like, listen to what you listen to. Don't care about what others are thinking or may think about it, because it's like, at the end of the day, they probably do the same thing. They have stuff that they hide from others because they might think it's... And you don't want to be like them. Like, you don't want to be like that. You could be like, hey, I like what I like. I listen to it. I'm proud of it. If you don't like it, then you can stay over there with that negative energy. Yeah. Don't come around with that stuff over here. Okay? Stay away. Stay away. That's not even a song.
Oh, is that a new song I hear? Hey. Composer.
It's for my mixtape.
A writer of the year.
My mixtape. I'm going to drop some bars.
Oh, snap. I'm ready for that, Jose.
Bars of chocolate. Okay. What is chocolate? Going on?
Yes. So, okay. Where are we going with this? But yeah. Anu. Thank you so much for being
true, thank you so much,
and honest to yourself. And thank you for sending us your letter. It's hopefully it will also encourage others to not feel ashamed for liking what they like and just do you, be happy. Mm-hmm. Yes. So thank you, Anu. Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude Army Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude Army Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude Army Plus today.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. Today we have an amazing guest joining us. We have the main dancer from BTS's Black Swan art film, please welcome Luca. Yay. So if you could please go ahead and introduce yourself, Luca.
Okay. Hi, I'm Luca Vodopivets. I was the main dancer in the Black Swan artistic video performed by M&M Dance Company. I come from Slovenia. I'm a 17 years old dancer. And yeah.
That's so amazing. Like, thank you so much for taking your time to join us and to fit us into your schedule, because we know that you're on the other side of the world right now. We'd love to learn more about you and your story. Our first question was, what inspired you to dance and how did you join MN Dance Company?
So my parents said that, like, when I was born, when I started first time walking, always when the music was on, I was like dancing and jumping. So at four, they signed me in this class for kids dancing. So I started like this, a bit of stretching and this kind of stuff. And when I was too old for this group, they said that, like, I need to go somewhere else. So at that time, Nastya and Michał created this M&M Dance Company dance school. And so I joined them, and basically I started dancing there.
Wow. The fact that it's like you were born to dance, and that's really amazing to hear.
Definitely. So how long have you been with M&M Dance Company?
With them, I was like 10 years, like from the beginning. So this year is 10th anniversary of M&M Dance Company.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, previous to Black Swan, what other projects have you done with M&M Dance Company or just outside?
Basically, this was my first bigger project because I'm 17 years old and like no one is like inviting young dancers or young artists to anything more big. Uh-huh. So like with them, I did like some performance, but like performance for end of the school season. Mm-hmm. But this was like my best bigger project.
Well, I can't wait till other people offer you more projects. I'm not sure if you could tell us if other people have reached out to you, but has this project helped you gain more momentum or have people reach out to you?
I did some commercials for other stuff in Slovenia here. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, this experience and when this video came out was a really nice thing. Like the people were like talking, were texting, and also maybe I hope that now this is not the end. But we will see, because this is now like the time is really bad now because of this quarantine and coronavirus. Here it's closed and it's not much here.
Yeah, no, I believe that once everything gets better, more people, you'll have more opportunities come up. And I'm sure people are waiting, too, to reach out to you when things are okay.
For sure.
So we read the Metro UK article, and it mentioned that Big Hit contacted your company back in October. But could you walk us through the process of creating the choreography, and how was it with your dance crew?
Yeah, so Nastya and Michał, our teachers, invited us like to have some meeting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they said they got one project for us that they like to do with us. Mm-hmm. And we started like preparing the choreography. Mm-hmm. Without music and anything. And they just said that it has to be like more artistic. Uh-huh. So we started, we did half of the piece and we went on the music. And it was a bit strange because we normally don't dance on Korean songs. It's like more American, like this, or more orchestra. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but they didn't tell us that it's for the BTS project. So then like we ask, it's like this a new style of dancing or anything. Mm-hmm. And then like they said that BTS Big Hits reached out to them, so they texted that they want to do this dancing artistic video for the new song BTS. And yeah, we were really surprised and we were like, we couldn't believe that like it's real. It was like the biggest thing, like it was unreal.
Oh, I bet. I mean, before this, Did anyone in the group or your dance crew know who BTS was?
Yeah, basically we all knew who BTS are.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
But it's really popular. Like you I don't know the person that doesn't know BTS because it's like and yeah, we don't listen like so much on this, but yeah, we know like for sure some songs and everything.
Awesome. So you mentioned that at first it was just to create a choreography, but without the music. Do you remember like at what point you got the song, or did you learn more about the song to go along with the choreography?
Nasta and Michał explained that, like, the story of the choreography.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it has to be a bit weird, more artistic. It has to be with story. And we have to put, like, all the emotions,
mm-hmm.
like, not just dancing, but also emotions, expressions, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so they chose me as a main dancer,
mm-hmm.
And the other one like a shadows or, yeah, because the big hits want 7 people,
yeah,
to dance.
Wow, did you have to go through an audition, or were your company like, oh, you're the perfect fit for this main lead?
We don't have an audition in our dance school for anything. So they just pick the dancer that are right for like the project.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't go through any auditions.
Mm.
I just like, they just picked me. Maybe, I don't know personally why, because maybe one reason is because I can move like weirdly with my hands.
Oh.
Maybe this was the reason, because also for the wings of Black Swan,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can see that, because I mean, it was amazing. I mean, you danced beautifully, so I could totally see why they picked you.
Very graceful and fluid. So
yeah. Now, in the art film, the song does have a different version. It's an orchestral version. Now, did you get to listen to the album version as well when you finally got the final song, or did you just get the orchestral version to work with?
No, so for the first time that we listened, the song was the audio song, this on the album.
Oh.
But every time that we were like changing choreographies, and every time, because we have to change 2 times choreography, mm-hmm. because they were not like, were not happy with this. It has to be more artistic,
mm-hmm.
and less of dance. And every time that we changed, they sent us the new song. So basically neither of one time, like, was nothing the same. The song was never the same.
Wow.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and even on the day of the filming,
mm-hmm.
was totally different song.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have to a bit of improvisate, and uh-huh. Like we didn't know what to expect.
Wow.
Because also the first time, like the modern dance, it's a bit hard to dance on, like a bit hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe like we ask, or they said that they will do a version a bit more slowly and more fluid and everything,
mm-hmm.
so they put a bit of this violins and cellos, and yeah, so the last time, like the day that we filmed, was with orchestra.
Oh, got it. Wow, the fact that you guys improvised to it, that's even more crazy. I wish I could see like the behind the scenes of when you guys yeah. were filming this. That would have been amazing. But so in the beginning of the music video, they had Martha Graham's quote,
mm-hmm.
"A dancer dies twice, once when they stop dancing, and this death is the more painful." So can you explain what this quote means and how it relates to you?
Okay, so to me, basically, dancer is like using every muscle, every part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And dancer is every time exploring new ways to dance, exploring new moves and everything. But the most hard for a dancer is to stop dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
First of all, because this is the passion, and the way the dance is like, it's not sport. They say that it's a kind of sport, but it's more than sport. It's art, is, I don't know how to explain. So for me, if I will like stop dancing, it will be like I will die.
Oh.
Yeah, if I stop dancing, like I can't see myself anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
or it will be like so totally different stuff that I do now.
Right.
And I think like for me, this is the reason.
Got it. So it's like dance to you is part of you.
Yeah.
And it's something that you can't see yourself not doing, and so
yeah, it's your life, it's your passion, so
mm-hmm.
it totally makes sense. Now, what kind of mindset did you have to adopt in order to fully immerse yourself into such an emotional and abstract dance?
So on the set, they said that I have to be like a creature, like a monster,
mm-hmm.
because I dance like beautifully,
yeah,
smoothly, everything. But here I have to be weird, something yeah. that the people when they see, they said, "Oh, you know? It's disgusting." So yeah. So first the thing was like my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put it back and move them, and also the movement has to be like a bit weird and not clean.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I was like trying to put the black swan, like that is one creature that the people are scared of.
Yeah.
But in the way that they're like still want to see him and want to love it.
It's oh. like this.
Because in the story, like it's the black swan is always like the one that it's not loving, and it's yeah, a bit wild. But like in the story, they have a shadows and everything. So mm-hmm. it's always controlling himself with other stuff around him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scared. For me, it was naturally, I don't know, it just came out.
Yeah.
So it's like you already had it within you too.
Yeah, I was not pretending. Like,
that's so cool.
I totally see that because I remember watching it for the first time, and I believe it's like, there's a huge pause in the art film where it's like just, you know, the orchestra playing it. There's the song is no longer like Black Swan, and like the movements you were doing and the way the camera was filming you and everything, it totally gave me that feel of like, oh my God, like something creepy and dark and stuff. But at the same time, like you can't take your eyes off of it. Like you want to watch, you want to see what's next. So mm-hmm. you totally achieved that.
Yes.
But basically this part that I'm alone was uh-huh. not on the choreography.
Oh.
It was made on the filming point there on the set.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to do something more. So they put this orchestra and this silence and mm-hmm. pause. I had to improvise on the set.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that is the fact that you're able to improvise it like that as well. Was it just pure silence, or did they play music as just to for you to listen to and to dance to?
Like they first of all they send us the video
mm-hmm.
of how this will be video, like the camera was just filming the location.
Uh-huh.
So they were like explaining us where and how has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was with music. It was really cool. Like I started a bit crying because it was so cool, the location and everything that we put and the things that we put it on the location. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it was really amazing.
This whole time though, how long did it take for you guys to choreograph this dance, especially since the music kept, you know, being revised?
So we did this the first choreography we did in like 2 hours.
Oh wow.
But then yeah, we were rehearsing like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that we filmed, like to send the video,
mm-hmm.
We just put a bit of our stuff, like the clothes, and so we send them, and then they said it has to be more weird, so we changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept some parts that were okay. Basically we did it fast.
Oh.
And we were the day before that we got the tickets for Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We probably rehearsed 5 hours.
Wow.
And this was it. And we did it on the this location in the filming day. Everything else.
You guys are so experienced that just learning choreography and adapting to it is just second nature. Like, you guys are very quick at it. That's incredible.
Definitely. Now, how important were the other dancers in framing your piece in the choreography? I know you mentioned that Big Hit requested seven dancers, but when it came to choreography, like, did you guys start off like that, or maybe some had to be added in or taken out or anything like that?
So we started with seven dancers from the beginning. So it was me and the other dancers from my school, like my friends. And we did this choreography, but then when we did the second one, the changing one, one of the girls went out because she couldn't do anymore. Because of school, I think. So here Nastya came in, dance teacher, and yeah, so then we changed everything and we did this piece. But yeah, basically the other dancers are as important as I am. So like, if I would be alone, it would be a bit boring. Because like, the focus is on me, but the dance or the choreography is working how it is. It's because of them.
Yes.
Because also they are like, I think as a shadows, they're like trying to push me up, but also down, but on the end they like trying to push me up so I fly, and they help me.
Yes. Like, the ending of the choreography was beautifully portrayed, because even if like you are not a dancer and you're watching this music video, you get the storyline, like you get the feel of what you guys are trying to send through your moves and your choreography. So it was beautifully done.
Totally.
So did you guys by any chance get to see BTS's choreography to Black Swan? Because I know it's a little, it's different, but what did you guys think about their choreography?
Yeah, so we saw it. We were excited, actually, because like, it was totally different than ours.
Yeah.
Because also, like, I know they're like perfect dancers, like they know how to dance. But anyway, like, they can't do the same choreography or the same thing that we do, that we did in the our video. It was nice, and they performed really good.
Though we were wondering too, like, if they were gonna do like interpretive dancing, modern, like we didn't know how it was gonna turn out, but
yeah,
it's a good good choreography to the hip-hop piece, and they did amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Now, on a more personal question, Luca, are you still practicing dance now that we're all in quarantine? And if so, how? Like, how are you able to practice? Or are you still able to go to maybe the studio, but just by yourself or anything like that?
Okay, yeah. I'm still practicing.
Okay.
Because I can't stop.
Well, yeah.
Basically, for the first month of the quarantine, I was by myself at home practicing. I was stretching. I was doing choreographies for my dancer, because I'm also the teacher for young dancers. I was practicing, I was learning new moves, learning new things. But then we had also Zoom classes.
Nice.
And now here in Slovenia is a bit okay, the situation. So we opened again the studio. And we are now normally dancing all together.
Oh, wow. That's really good to hear. I'm glad that the situation has gotten a little bit better there. Do you have a space in your home where you've turned it into like a dance room, or do you like dance outside?
So hip hop, you can dance outside. I was dancing hip hop also on the grass, but modern is like, you're barefoot, so it's not good for your feet. So I turned my room into dancing room. So I moved all the furniture out and everything, so it's basically empty and just the floor. And yeah, I think we all did this, because also my teachers, they move everything and it's empty.
I'm glad that you guys found ways to continue dancing. And like you mentioned, it's like, it's part of you. You can't stop dancing.
Yeah, so. You can't. Yeah. That's awesome.
So for those who are listening, where could people find you on social media?
So you can find me on Instagram. Find me on Luca_Vodopivec on Instagram. And this is it.
That's totally fine. Like, I haven't really had the chance to catch up on your Instagram, but for people who are listening, do you post your like dances on there?
I'm posting artistic pictures, like more model, not like modeling. I post pictures of me, mm-hmm. pictures of other things that I like as artistic. And stuff that I do, like I'm also painting and photographing.
Oh, nice!
And my dancing videos, I will post on my main, so you can follow and you will see when.
Got it. So for those who are listening, you make sure to follow him on Instagram and keep an eye out. But that's so cool that you're just super artistic. You love photography. You love painting. You said too.
Yeah,
and photography. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Now, other than social media, is there anything you want to promote or share on our podcast?
I don't have any merch or anything. I just like to say that for people like that are scared to come out, like to be known, you don't need to be scared, because life meant to be like this. It will come time that the people will saw you, will hear from you, they will contact you. You don't need to be scared. Be what, like, do things that you love.
Yes.
And don't think what the people are judging you or saying about you. Because, like, I was also scared about this project and any other project. But when this came out, it, like, I got so many more motivation, and it's basically really nice platform or things that made you more happy.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I know you're gonna touch and inspire our listeners out there.
Thank you.
That's very true. You know, can do what you love. Don't listen to what others tell you to do, because your priority is yourself, not them.
Yeah.
So that's a good, thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you so much, Luca, for joining us again. We appreciate it so much. It means everything to us that you said yes to us, and that this is your first time ever doing an interview and that you chose us to say yes. So thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing great.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty, so what did you think about this episode, Roseanne?
Well, I'm still shook that we even interviewed Luca in the first place. Like, this would have never occurred. I mean, we've been having all these amazing guests on our podcast, and to us, it's still kind of like, what? Unreal.
No,
like, what? This really happened? So the interview was really fun. The fact that we got a lot of, like, information or things that we've never heard before.
Yes.
You know what
I
mean?
Oh, my God. I feel like our listeners are going to be like, oh, I didn't know that either. You know what I mean? I'm just, like, really honored. And like you said, Roseanne, it feels so cool. But at the same time, you're like, wait, did I really just interview
this
person?
Right.
Did this just really happen? And it's like, yes, it did. Ah, I'm so, so, so excited for what's to come for us.
Same. So I want to thank Luca again for taking the time to join us. Like, so much talent and so much, like, I can't wait to see what the future has for him.
We're going to see him, more of him in the future.
Of course. But yes, if you guys want to stay updated, please follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD. Again, that's Interlude Army PD. And if you want to send any feedbacks or your letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
So that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, Army.
Yes. Thank you for listening to us. Be a mess.
Stay safe.
Yes.
Be safe.
Bye, Army.
Bye.
Bye, Jose.
Bye, Roseanne. Bye, Army. Bye.
Kim Nam-joon, Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-hee, Young Ho-suk.